It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Doc, how are you? Good afternoon. What's going on?
Well, it's business as usual.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I could say...
Meaning suckage across the board?
Meaning that we have to defend the honor of the burgundy and gold and settle, get people off the rooftops and get them to reality. That this is not a instant oatmeal fix. It's not a magic wand.
It's a good way to say it.
It's just not.
It's not something that you turn into breakfast, a hot and hearty breakfast in 30 seconds.
No, no.
You know, I can't help but think, you know, I was thinking about you on Sunday night because you were doing the post game. I was down there in Tampa and just trying to sort my emotions and my feelings out. Mm-hmm. And for a guy who doesn't like you don't like buy into a lot of the off-season stuff that we all buy into and get all fired up. No. But you're just wins and losses. That's what matters to you the most, and I understand that. And I was wondering after, I guess, 9 months of buildup, all the changes, all of the stories, all the rumors, all the this, to come out and get basically blasted in that first game by a team that is a good team, but not a great team, 37-20, in a bottom line world, and because I didn't get to listen to you on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you didn't.
How pissed off were you from on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, I wasn't pissed off because, as you know, I didn't think they were going to win the game.
Correct.
I just hoped they would.
Yeah.
I was stunned at people that thought they would. I didn't think they really, you really thought they were going to win. You hoped they were going to win. But the one bit of credibility, the fiber that I have to maintain, having played, is that there's some now that so many people wager, I feel I have an obligation to those people that might think I wager and that I really care about that, to give them honesty. That's why I don't play when it comes to, first of all, I don't do it, but when you guys ask me who do I think, I have to be brutally honest. Because somebody might be driving on the beltway going, hey, man, DOC said, and I don't want them to lose their mortgage, think I'm doing a bit.
No.
So I don't play when it comes to that.
That's fair.
I was stunned at how many people thought Washington could win. I go, well, I don't think people really get the NFL anyway. They get the entertainment of it. They get the fun of it. It's a toy to them.
Yeah, I can prove that as of Friday, I know. I don't, you know, it doesn't sound like your opinion changed. As of Friday, you picked Denver. Not Denver. You picked Tampa Bay in our show picks that we're going to unveil the standings for and the results of after week one. And they were quite impressive.
I'm disappointed as hell.
Well, they were quite impressive overall. Yeah. I won't tell you exactly how they were impressive. I'll tell the audience a little bit later. But you did pick Tampa. So you knew kind of what was coming. But for a guy who is a bottom line guy who, you know, cares about winning and losing as much as you do, and I understand why. And a lot of the fluff, you just kind of sweep it under the floor. To come out and lay an egg the way they did and to lose 37-20, like, again, you and I both thought they would lose. Maddie had them losing a two-point game. There's only some of us that are on the air here that actually picked Washington to win. And, just some of us.
Wait a minute. Somebody picked Washington to win.
Yes.
No, I'm not talking about fans.
Yeah. No.
I expect fans to do
I'm
it.
I'm talking about legitimate.
You mean professionals in this business.
Legitimate professionals, exactly.
I don't believe that.
But you and I both expected them to lose. But, Doc, I walked away as I was sitting there late Sunday night watching two really good teams and the Rams and Detroit go at it on Sunday Night Football and trying to put my thoughts together and trying to do some notes before driving over from Tampa to Orlando and so on and so forth. I kept thinking, I never expected it. I didn't expect it to be this bad. Mm-hmm. I expected them to lose, but I expected the fight to be there. I expected the battle to be there. I expected them to miss a field goal late or something like that.
People just don't respect Tampa. You don't remember last year, right?
But I picked Tampa to win. I just thought it would be a lot closer. I didn't think Tampa would be that explosive on offense, even against Washington's defense.
You could stop DeMatha.
Well, I underestimate. I have all the respect in the world for Baker Mayfield, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. I talked about them all week.
Then you have the audacity not to play people at key spots. So you think you're good enough not to play anybody, not even a quarter, a series, nothing. You're that good that you don't need a dress rehearsal.
Oh, you mean in the preseason?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
Right.
You think you're the Rams.
But part of that was, again, why I picked Tampa. Again, I thought Tampa would win. I thought Tampa would be better than people were giving them credit, not only locally, but nationally. What I was shocked at was when, the dust settles and you're like, wait, they won 37-20, and this team scored a late meaningless touchdown, a garbage time touchdown. Otherwise, it would have been worse. Mm-hmm. It would have been 37-14.
Yeah, you got gutted.
Right? It would have been worse, and that's the most disappointing thing. Not that they lost, not that the defense struggled at the way it. I guess that kind of shocked me that they struggled as much as they did. Again, we could break all that down. The fact that they basically lost a season opening game after all the bluster, after all the talk, after all the hype, after all the turnover, after all the everything, and talking about all the slogans and this, that, and the other thing, that basically they were going to lose 37-14 unless they scored a meaningless garbage time touchdown late in the game that just fluffed up empty calorie-wise a bunch of statistics for Jaden Daniels. The fact that they were going to lose 37-14 shocked me.
Well, you're playing a playoff team. I don't think you can really get the evaluation you're looking for until this upcoming week. I think that's important because you looked at it through unrealistic lenses. You did not give Tampa the respect they deserved, and you didn't evaluate how bad this team has been. And even Houdini couldn't fix that this quickly. Especially without people playing. The core of your defense, your two tackles and your middle linebacker, which you need desperately to play at an elite level, didn't take a snap. Their first snaps are in the game.
Yeah.
And they played well. Well's not good enough to cover up your secondary. So your Achilles is your secondary. Now, some people thought St. Juice was, I thought he was in position. I thought he played well. He's against a Hall of Famer with a quarterback that's got time. And the guy beat him by a whisker, and people are acting like he was the other kid who's lost in space. So you've deteriorated the kid's confidence at corner. Corners have got to be like gunslingers. Guy can't be second-guessing himself. You got a guy out there right now who's he needs a therapist as much as he needs a coach.
Mm-hmm.
But that stuff, too late to work on that now. Nobody cares. Get the best person in there, and let's move forward. You can't cry now. Too late. Replace and move forward.
Doc, I don't think I underestimated the Tampa Bay Buccaneers like you're.
I think you are
saying that I did because here's the thing. I'm a huge Mike Evans guy. You just said Hall of Famer. I called him a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
I was like, wait a second. Did I over-inflate that? And then I started thinking, I think he's got like 10 straight years of 1,000 yards. I mean, the guy's just a beast, and I think he's only getting better.
Yeah.
Now, maybe it's because of his quarterback play as to why he's getting better, right?
Dimes.
You don't have to deal with, nickel and dimers.
Right.
Yeah, like quarters in Baker Mayfield, right? Yeah. Who gets a lot of crap, a lot of shrapnel from
a
people.
A lot of people, yeah, he takes
but
a lot.
When he's healthy... Mm-hmm. When he's healthy, which he wasn't for 2 out of the 4 years he was stuck in Cleveland.
Right.
When he's healthy, and I understand he bounced around a couple of different teams, Carolina.
See what he did with the Rams.
And the Rams. Remember what he did? We walked off the bus on a Tuesday afternoon and then started on Thursday night and then
you haven't had anybody here better than him until Daniels.
Exactly. But everybody seems to think Baker Mayfield's this horse crap quarterback, terrible. I wouldn't want Baker Mayfield. Right. Oh, I would rather have slinging Sammy Howell and all that. last year, right?
Is that fair to say everybody, or well, is that just
fanboys?
There's a good amount of people,
yeah, a good helping boy. Of people. But I don't. I think what I did was I overestimated that this Commander's defense would be better than it was when we last saw it.
Mm-hmm.
I underestimated Tampa a little bit and their ability to connect in almost every way.
Okay.
And if you think about it, they left points on the table. I said this mm-hmm. yesterday. The first series of the game,
mm-hmm.
the third and one, Emmanuel Forbes gets blowtorched,
mm-hmm.
and Baker Mayfield throws it 10 yards past the receiver mm-hmm. deep. Otherwise, that would have been seven. Now, the only reason why they got three out of that drive was because Cleveland Farrell had an illegal hands to the face on the same play, so it extended the drive. But what people forget about is they left 4 points on the board. They could have easily had a seven. And then what would the narrative, if you think the narrative on Emmanuel Forbes is bad now, what would the narrative have been if they actually played that play out, didn't have the penalty, and Baker didn't way overthrow the receiver, and they would have connected, and it would have been a 50, 60-yard touchdown pass or whatever it turned out to be. Then the narrative would have been like, you know, Emmanuel Forbes, they would have Commanders fans probably would have been saying, leave him in Tampa. Let him hitchhike home,
yeah.
right?
Well,
the bottom line is, maybe I underestimated how good Tampa would be on that one day.
Okay. That's
and maybe
fair.
I overestimated how good Washington or how much improved Washington would be. But yeah. I don't think it's unfair of me to be annoyed,
no.
driven crazy by the fact that it wasn't just one loss.
Right.
It was a domination. It was a dismantling. It was a, well, if they're 9-8, not that good, and winners of the NFC South 3 years in a row in a division that nobody has credit for, and they throttled you 37-14, how bad are we? How bad are we? And that's what I was left thinking about on Sunday night as I was trying to put my thoughts together of how to attack this week is, they didn't just lose a game, Doc. They got dismantled. They got picked apart in all three phases of the game. Offense, defense, special team, really fourth, coaching, right? And you want to say fifth, intangibles? They got dominated in every area across the board. There wasn't one area that you look at me and say, yeah, they were really proficient here. Because even the offense, even though people are trying to put Jaden already in Canton and size him up for the gold jacket already, even though the offense was good at times, not good enough for me. And you're, again, I keep saying, you're a bottom line guy. You're a win-loss guy. And I know how important the division games are to you, and you're right about this was not good enough. This should not be acceptable, and I'm sure they're not accepting it. I don't know what they're going to do about it, but this was not good enough. I was expecting them to play with their guts and their heart left on the Raymond James Stadium turf, and I don't think they did.
I thought they played hard.
At times.
The thing that surprised me, well, it didn't surprise me, the thing that disappoints the hell out of me is that we still have no edge pressure. And what you had to solve was that, can we get through a game at left tackle? Yeah, we could. Do we have legitimate edge pressure? That box is not checked.
Did you think that was going to happen?
I was hoping that one of the two guys mm-hmm. were better than what we had last year.
You mean Farrell or
either
or,
whomever.
Or Fowler?
Whomever.
Mm-hmm.
52,
I mean,
whomever.
Farrell did have a sack on third down for whatever it's worth.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. But I mean,
it was kind of like a run into.
And I know it's asking too much. There's only four or five guys in the league that are just game changers, like the Jets. And my dumb, I don't know if I did, apparently I did. My dumb behind. You take a guy who's aging, he's great until you play one or three or four guys in this mm-hmm. league. That Bosa kid,
mm-hmm.
that kid in Cleveland, the kid in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And the kid in Dallas.
Yeah.
They wreck games. We used to have guys like that. So once you've had them, You know what it looks like. It's a whole different ball game.
And you don't have anything close to that.
You got nothing like that. Okay,
that's
now,
fair.
And not everybody does.
Yeah.
There's only four or five of them in the whole league. Yeah. So out of 32, come on, I'm not talking trash. I'm just saying we hoped that we upped our game. in one game, are we better off the edge than we were last year? There's no reason to think we are.
I mean,
what do you have to say?
If we're talking about the edge guys last year, minus Chase, minus Montez, and after James Smith-Williams and F.A. Obata went down,
they got nothing.
You might be better. If we're talking about anything that we saw in the first half of last year when Montez and Chase were still here, they're way behind that.
Yeah.
Because even Chase was good at times in the first half of last year before getting traded. At times.
Yeah.
He wasn't good consistently,
but
he was good at times.
He's good upfield. They do that.
But if the bar is what we saw in the second half and down the stretch after the trades and the injuries,
that's the difference.
I think we're slightly better than that.
Yeah. The Bulls gave you good pressure in the middle.
Yes.
But
they got to close the trap door.
Well, Mayfield showed you he's no bum.
I know.
He got out of some stuff.
I know.
If you stop the projector at one point, you go, oh, he sacked.
Yeah, but, Doc, this was a problem under my guy, Jim Haslett. I would talk to him all the time, and I'd be like, well, why can't they close the back door, right? And he's like, well, it's harder than you think, right?
Oh,
and that's the simplest way to do it. Baker Mayfield, really savvy, sees the rush coming, sees the pressure, knows he's got an internal clock, whatever,
really,
and knows how to just buy time or extend and sneak out the back door.
Jaden has some of that too.
Yes, but for everybody saying we had no pass rush, I think they had a good initial pass rush in the first half. I didn't sense the pass rush as much in the second half as I did in the first half. And some of that goes back to what you just said and what I said yesterday and what I've been saying and what you've been saying all along is this is what you get when you have panties on during August. I'm sorry. This is what you get.
People do that. And I don't think it's going to change.
No.
And I don't think it's going to change. The Rams play nobody. And I feel that privately, I'm always pulling for the team against them.
Well, why did they have so much heart on Sunday night?
But
this Commanders team? No, they didn't.
They didn't win. So,
but they were a lot more proficient than this team.
Well, they got a better team.
Well, yeah.
They got better players.
But they were missing their top three tackles, one of their starting guards.
Yeah, and you lost Puka Nacua. Famer. Yeah, and you did. But it just shows
Aaron,
you.
And obviously their first game without Aaron Donald. No Raheem Morris and no Zach Robinson.
Yeah,
I mean, they're a very different team than the last time we saw them, and yet they almost won that game.
But you saw it.
Yeah.
You saw what it looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
So it looks like. So that's why it's perfect here because you have New York. Now, you have a team that I consider terrible. You haven't beaten them since I had an afro. So I'm thinking now, what's going to be the slang or the slogan for this week? Because my attitude is that I don't want to hear nothing out of you. I don't care what you say this week. All I'm focusing on is what you do.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Because there's no excuses.
You mean to tell the truth Monday and Taco Tuesday and Wacky Wednesday doesn't...
We did some of the same stuff.
Okay.
I don't care about any of that. I don't care what you say. I never do. I don't listen to any of what things say. I want to see what you do. I have to listen to you in the post, in the
off
season.
But we got to wait until Sunday at 1 o'clock to see what you do.
I can't wait.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.